This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 282 for Friday, February 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Friday, lacking support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the expiring March canola contract adds $2 at $572.40 per ton. Meanwhile, the much more heavily traded May contract drops $3.10 at $578.20 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in European rapeseed and the Chicago soy complex, while there are upticks in Malaysian palm oil. Losses in global crude oil prices are adding more pressure onto the oil seeds. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending February 18th bump up to 388,000 tons. Canola exports slip to 116,000 tons, while domestic usage rises to about 203,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is a pinch lower on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.06 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.11. It's a poor week for export sales of United States soybeans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports for the week ending February 15th, soybean export sales of 55,900 tons of old crop. That's a marketing year low and far below market expectations. Soy meal export sales tally 202,000 tons of old crop, while soy oil has net reductions of 5,300 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn include 820,000 tons of old crop, which are within market expectations. New crop corn sales are nearly 178,000 tons. Those for wheat exceed 233,000 tons of old crop, but are below trade guesses. New crop sales are nearly 47,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The May contract loses 11 cents at $11.42 per bushel. May soy oil gives up 0.2 of a cent at 44.6 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $3.40 at $328 per short ton. Corn is lower as its May contract gives up 5 cents at 413.5 per bushel. Oats are higher, with the May contract rising 3 cents at 354. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May falls 10 cents at 569. Kansas City May is down 6 cents at 565.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May pulls back 8.5 cents at 647. A reminder that today is the last trading day for March grain options, and first notice day is next Thursday. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, February 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.